Welcome to Getting Vocal, the podcast that we try to record weekly. It is January 15th, and we are live on Extreme Voice Radio from Studio A, Voice of Praise Worship Center in beautiful Blue Well, West Virginia. I am Dr. Dave. We have Ashley with us tonight. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Going well. Whitney.
Hello.
And Heath.
Hi.
Special thanks to Danny in the next room for engineering us along. That is a term, right? Engineering us. Well, engineering's a term, so I guess that works. Drop us a line if you would. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. We would like to hear from you. And tell us what you think. So, we are going to talk with Ashley tonight because she is fresh in from Thailand.
Woo!
So somebody ask her where Thailand is.
Ashley, where is Thailand?
Oh, Thailand is located in Southeast Asia. So, about half a world away.
Wow.
Yeah, we were discussing that earlier. How many hours is the offset from our little Eastern time zone here?
It's 12-hour time difference, except when we do the whole daylight savings, and then I get real confused. But normally, 12 hours, which makes it pretty easy.
Yeah,
noon here, midnight there.
You know, the whole world doesn't do the daylight savings thing.
No, they don't. And when they do it at different times, so it gets really tricky.
Yeah, we're snobs here in America. We just try to... we just think everyone does it the same way. So... think about that, guys, when we're all in the sanctuary getting ready to do church at 10 o'clock. She's probably going to bed.
Same of prayers, going to bed.
There you go. So you're in from Thailand. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, I've been a lot of places. About 30 countries.
Oh, wow. 30 countries. And that's, you know how many countries I've been in?
I can change that.
I flew over the Mexican border once. Taking off from El Paso, went over the border, banked right, and back into the States. Yeah.
I would count it.
Yeah.
I was told if you switch planes in an airport, you can't count that state. Well, I'm counting Arizona. I'm serious. I've been to Phoenix 3 times. I'm counting the state. The way I look at it, if you bonk somebody on the head, who's coming after you? Arizona State Trooper, probably. Hey, I'm in his jurisdiction. I'm in his state.
Indeed.
It's that simple, you know. So, speaking of law enforcement, so how is traveling now with security and whatnot?
It's not so bad. Once you get the system down, it's relatively easy. So, go to the line, you wait your turn, you got to follow all the instructions. If you pay attention, things work out well. It's getting behind somebody that's got 4 kids and trying to get all their jackets and coats and shoes off and their laptops and iPads out of their bag. That's the most frustrating part. But in a lot of places, it's easy. India, they're really tough in India.
Really?
Yeah. I walked onto the jetway, and they checked my baggage, and then before I stepped onto the airplane from the little jetway, they checked me again. I was like, where did I go? From there to now? There's not even an exit.
You're like in a box.
Exactly. I'm in a tunnel. How did I do anything between now and then?
That's crazy. That's a good one. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I do a little bit of traveling here in the States. That aggravates me, too, where they're having to pull the electronic gizmos out or whatever, but...
yeah.
Security just... it stresses me out.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, and I do work in prison sometimes. That stresses me out because getting in and out. I don't mind the work. I don't mind being in there. It's just the whole, you know, I have 22 tools. Here they are. Anyway, we're not talking about me. You guys have questions?
I want to know how long it takes to get to Thailand.
It takes a long time. So I'm getting ready to leave on the 28th. I'm going to fly out of Charlotte to Atlanta. So that's about an hour and a half. Atlanta to Tokyo, it's about 14 hours. And then Tokyo to Bangkok is about 6 hours. And then I have a 8-hour overnight bus ride to where I live in Thailand.
Wow.
So
taking the bus.
Took about 62 hours to get here for Christmas. I was pretty tired.
Ew. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I had Mexican food along the way, and that made it so much better.
Mexican
I missed
food.
It.
So what kind of, I guess you eat Thai in Thailand?
Yeah, I eat a lot of rice.
Okay, well, that stands to reason, I suppose.
Yeah. It goes against Weight Watchers in every way possible, but there's no way around it.
Well, you know, you're traveling.
Yeah, that's the excuse, right? But when you're there for 4 months, can you keep using it?
Okay. I would. I would be horrible. So what are you doing in Thailand?
Well, I've been over there for the past year. We are setting up some businesses to help a long-term missionary sustain the ministry and the project that he has. So he's got a couple children's homes and is reaching out into communities in Burma. We live right on the border, and to get into Burma is a huge deal. That's something that's just been happening in the last year or so, last couple of years. So we open up a restaurant in the springtime, and this fall we started a project for a bicycle shop. And I'm getting ready to go back and finish that up and have a big grand opening for a bicycle shop, which, you know, I don't know much about bikes, but I am learning.
Well, how's that for a resume, kids? Bicycle shop in Thailand.
Yeah. I never thought I'd put restaurant owner, founder on mine. But, you know, if you just put your head down and do something, you don't know what you can do.
It's amazing. Shout out to Tammy, who's listening tonight. Glad to have you along. Had to throw that in there. So, okay, so ministry-wise, mm-hmm. What have you seen? Share some experiences, all we want to know.
ministry-wise, well, there's a little boy that came by our house. We live right beside the restaurant, and now that's where we're installing the bicycle shop. But this summer we were there with the team for about 6 weeks, and a young 13-year-old boy was sitting out on our doorstep one night, and he was dirty, lived on the street, you could tell. So we tried to talk to him and figure out what his story was, but he wanted to run and hide from us, and he just kind of cowered in the corner. So ever since the end of July until now, our hearts have just been broken for this kid who lives on the streets, and he grew up in the dump, adopted by a family that was probably in a lot of ways accepting it into their life, but using him as a means for more economic gain. And at the same time, so this kid runs away to the streets, he ends up on our doorstep, and how do you help him? He'd gotten kicked out of a lot of other children's homes and things like that, and we were trying to find a place for him to live, a place for him to go that wasn't on the streets, and it was hard. It was like, I can't take him because he can't be in my children's home because of this reason or because of this, or we can't take him because we don't have room, or this is a part of his past so we can't let him in. Lots of different things. And it was like, at the end of the day, he's still a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So what do you do? So God really opened up some doors. We spent a lot of time praying, had a lot of people praying, and we found another children's home in the area called New Jerusalem. And there's this young Burmese guy named Joshua that's running the place, and he's like, oh, I'll take him in. And so he brought this kid into his children's home that he was just now starting and totally was a burden for several months because he kept running away and coming back and running away and coming back. But the kids at the children's home and Joshua just embraced him in a way that I've never seen a body of Christ act before. It was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So we're still praying for the kid. He ran off, and it's just, how do you get someone to break free from that survival mindset and make different choices that he doesn't know he has? But
if you have a question for Ashley, we'd like to hear from you. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. We're checking on that periodically. So your missions, is that through a certain organization?
It's through an organization called Kingdom Inc. It's a nonprofit ministry organization. Okay. And a buddy of mine, his name's Jimmy, we've been doing missions for about 5 or 6 years together. And this past year, we decided to come up with a program called The Journey, which is where we're going and starting all these businesses to help sustain long-term ministry.
Okay.
And so that's what we did in January. We started our own missions program called The Journey.
Okay, great. And what we'll do, if you want to share information about how people can donate to that or get involved with it, we'll share that information on the Facebook page.
Perfect.
So, awesome. We'll get you linked up. How's that?
Awesome.
Good deal. So, guys, what else you got?
I got a question. Is, like, your main focus in Thailand? Or, like, I know you said you spent 4 months there, but, like, other than that, do you, like, spend a long amount of time in other countries? Or
I have in the past. Right now my main focus is in Thailand. Ultimately, the Journey as a program wants to take teams to lots of other countries to do what we've been doing in Thailand for the past year, starting businesses that sustain people who are there long term and the projects that they have. But right now that's just been in Thailand, right on the border. But on a bi-weekly basis, we cross the river and go into Burma. So living on the border has its perks.
That's awesome. Shout out to Shannon also. She's listening. Appreciate you. In fact, I think Shannon is related to you.
Yeah, Shannon's my cousin. Shout out to the fam.
How about that? See, it works out well. Getting us some listeners up here tonight. And, of course, the podcast will be available hopefully in the next couple of days, and then you can listen to this over and over and over again. So
I'm that entertaining, awesome. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. we'll go with that.
Okay. It's probably you guys. Let's end it.
So we were talking earlier about church and what you're doing for that. I kind of find that interesting, but, you know, like you're just listening to various things, or you actually have a place to gather and worship, or
there's actually a brand new church that's kind of started up in the past couple of months in the town that I live in. It's called Mesot, but at the same time, there's a huge community of people that have come to Mesot to work with us in the past year. Like, we showed up in January with a team of 10 people that were only there for 4 months, but now there's a team of about 10 people that's there for the long term.
Oh, okay.
And so we actually been reaching out to other ministry partners and NGO workers in the area to have our own church service once a week. And so we'll kind of share the responsibilities. Who's going to open it up in prayer this week? Who's going to lead us in worship? Or what podcast thing are we going to play? Who's going to speak? You know, what playlist are we going to put on, because none of us actually have musical skills.
All right, well.
I could use a few of you guys to come over, actually, because
that I think we got a missions trip in the works.
There we go.
I have to talk to Pastor about that. I think he'd be all for it. Yeah, my poor business. Danny's shaking his head.
Bites.
Huh?
Heights.
Fly. Oh, flying? You don't like to fly? Really? Maybe I ought to take you to Florida with me. We'll break you in on the plane.
Once you're up there for 14 hours, you start to forget.
Yeah, you know, you're just up there. Plane's not going anywhere, but down eventually. And he looks at me like, what?
Hopefully at the right time.
Run down eventually.
I know. It just, okay.
Well, boy. See what I'm see, we were talking about this earlier, how goofy it gets in here, and yeah, we're just kind of aimlessly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
All right.
How did you first get started in missions?
Actually, I used to go to Voice of Praise way back in the day on the regular, on the reg. Isn't that what we say?
on the reg.
And so first mission trip was with a youth group here. We went to L.A., and when I started going to college, I was like, I need to take another mission trip. So I went to Emmanuel College. While I was there, I had signed up for a trip to South Pacific somewhere. I don't know, some backpacking trip to remote villages or something. But that fell through, and I was like, what am I going to do? So I did a Google search, found a short-term missions organization called Adventures of Missions, and went with them to New Zealand. And after that, I kind of never turned back. I'd been doing missions ever since. So
what kind of faith's involved with that? I mean, are you living, you know, shoestring budget, or how's that working?
Yeah, shoestring budget. You could say that. I don't know if I can buy a pair of shoestrings on my budget.
Oh, goodness.
That's the kind of shoestring budget we're on. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day. I've got enough tank tops and flip-flops to do me in Thailand. So rice is pretty cheap over there. Occasionally go for splurging on a pizza.
All right. Pizza. But, hey. Ooh. Who doesn't like pizza?
They've got good pizza over there.
Really?
They do.
Good pizza in Thailand.
Yeah, you can get weird things. And in the crust, they'll put little hot dogs. Instead of like stuffed crust cheese pizza, it's got little hot dogs with cheese inside the hot dogs.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That is...
not my favorite.
Kind of cool.
That's just blowing my mind.
So.
I mean, you know, pizza. Wow. I like pizza.
Yeah.
I was thinking Italy, but, you know, Thailand.
Yeah. What else do you eat in Thailand besides rice? Anything in the rice?
Yeah, we a lot of chicken, a lot of pork. Now that we've opened up a burger restaurant, I eat a lot of burgers, actually. So that's probably not good for me, but it is right next door.
I was going to ask about that. What are we serving in the restaurant? So that's neat.
Yeah, we have a lot of hamburgers. We do a lot of specialty stuff with them. So we have a Western burger. Ah. It's got chili powder in the patty. We've got a Thai burger that has like a pad Thai seasoning in the burger, fried egg on top. With fried Morning Glory, which is like a lettuce leafy green, which everyone likes that one. And then we have a Burmese burger. It's got curry. and tomato salad. So,
curry. Now, that's a smell that'll stay with you a while.
Oh. Ooh. You know when you're in a country that likes curry?
Oh, yeah.
It literally seeps out of people's
mouths. Yeah, it permeates. It really does. I know people that eat heavy curry diets, and you can tell it. You really can. I mean, it's not horrible. You know, it's not like bathing for days or something, but... Or not bathing for a day. You know what I mean? But you can tell.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell. Yeah. I deal with a lot of doctors. Some of them are Indian. You go in their house, it's all you smell the whole time you're there. It's but they're a lot healthier than us Americans are.
Yeah.
So there might be something to that, guys. So I'm going to look at the interwebs and make sure we're not missing anything.
How hard is it to adjust, like, when you go out of the country and then come back?
It depends on how long you're gone, but for this length of trip, I was just gone the past 4 months before coming back here for Christmas. At this point in the game for me, it's a lot of just the weather's different, and having so many options is always an issue. So, like, being able to go to the grocery store, and then I was like, what kind of cereal do I want for breakfast? It should be an easy question. But then you're like, no, it's not an easy question. I could have Cocoa Puffs. I could have Cookie Crisp. I could go all the way with a Special K, but then there's Count Chocula, you know? These are not options you have in other countries. So, at that moment, you kind of want to sit down and go, you don't even know how to make decisions. And we never cook for ourselves when we're in Thailand. It's just so much cheaper and easier to go out. So coming back and trying to cook, I'm like, I forgot what to do.
Cheaper to go out.
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept.
Not healthier, cheaper.
Kind of wish it was that way here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but you know. Someone wants to take donations for shoestrings for Ashley, but they say that Flip Flops doesn't have shoestrings.
That's true.
Sorry about that. Yeah. That's very interesting. I love the feedback. That's cool. I need more of that. Yeah, I was going through here, and I liked something where somebody said they were going to be on, and it turns out that was posted like in November. So someone's probably wondering why we're just now getting around to liking that.
Glad you were here.
Yeah, it was great. That was actually when we interviewed Pastor Angela Stress. She wrote that book, At His Feet. Very cool stuff. If you haven't read that, check it out. It's a quick read. It's very good. So going back to Thailand, do you have any plans on, I don't know. That's probably not a fair question. But I was going to ask if you had any plans on maybe doing another field after that, or you just... taking it as it comes.
I'm taking it as it comes. I live on a 3 to 4 month life plan basis, which isn't necessarily how I'd like it to be all the time, but starting a new program, developing something from scratch, I just don't know what it's going to look like beyond the next 4 months. And so it's kind of difficult to plan it out. If we set up a team and send them to Kenya or to Thailand, someone's got to go and lead that. Is that going to be me? I don't know. Depends on if we can find somebody else or not between now and then. So you never know. Maybe I'll head off somewhere else in the near future. But I've really enjoyed my time in Thailand and fallen in love with the people there in a way that I didn't think I was ever going to do. I love my short-term missions and going overseas and bringing people into the knowledge of what the needs are around the world, what the reality is like for people, and how, in some cases, that's unacceptable, the realities that people live in. And that's kind of our whole basis for the journey is helping to change unacceptable realities. So I want to take people out there to experience these things, but I never thought I'd go and live somewhere looking at this point, now a year and a half. So this is kind of a big new development for Ashley Music, and I don't know what's going to happen next. Nobody knows. It could be anybody's guess. We start taking bets, but I don't think the church likes that, right? We'll call it a raffle. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some code word for it. There's
right.
Oh, I'm terrible. we've had several conversations on what Dave thinks of some of the churchisms, huh?
we'll have a raffle.
I love the church, really. I think that's exciting. I mean, you know, I'm an entrepreneur and I have businesses, and I think that's a cool life, and it's what I like to do and whatnot. But then I'm looking at this thinking, oh, wow. I mean, you're smiling. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be something. I mean, it's...
I love it. It's definitely an adventurous kind of life, but I like to start new things, and I like things to be changed up and something I can tweak and do different things with here and there, so it doesn't bother me too much. Every once in a while, I get a craving for, like, wow, I have a storage unit in Georgia, and I have a bedroom suit from IKEA. I have a patio set. I have a washer and dryer somewhere, but I don't know who has it right now, actually.
Which means you don't really have a washer.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is.
Wow, okay. Well, that's, yeah, I mean, I admire that. I do, because it's like, you know, I know what I'm doing mm-hmm. 6 months from now, and I know that if I don't do this, this is going to happen. And then there's always that nagging worry of something failing or whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, it's almost, you know, I know it's a hard thing to do, but I think it's kind of awesome because if the bottom, it seems to me like if the bottom falls out of something, you can just jump to something else.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I just figure it's like a restart button, but we'll see.
Reset. But didn't Pastor preach on a reset button?
Yeah, he did. He did, actually. I was there for that.
I need to listen to that.
He said you didn't get to do that. And I was like, well, I mean, maybe sometime. But I get what he was saying. He was correcting what he said. But I could think of a way to tweak that a little bit.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, that didn't work.
Everybody out of the way. I'm making a beeline for it. Longest finger in history. Going to push the button. Yeah, speaking of buttons, we're looking back at the Facebook again, because notifications keep popping up. You're kind of a hot item tonight.
Usually am.
You see, I told you this would be... he's about to die. I don't think he was expecting that. That's great. Oh, boy.
I got a question.
All right, Heath.
How is it trying to learn the language over there?
Yeah, that's very difficult. Thai is a tonal language, so it's like Mandarin and Chinese, which has like ma. If you say it, there's five different ways to say ma, and it means five different things. Ma, 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 ma. And, you know, I just don't know if I'm interested in actually figuring all that out. So right now I can count, and I can ask how much for things, and I can say thank you and please and be polite, but that's about it. Where I live on the border, people speak Burmese and they speak Thai, and people speak tribal languages too. So there's Karen, and there's two different types of Karen. There's Po Karen and Ska Karen. And I don't even know how to say hello in some of those languages. So, but for the most part, I've got broken English down, and that gets me where I need to go. But I can ask how much and say thank you.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, the whole language thing. I've heard that about Asian languages where tones.
It's so hard.
It's like the same syllable, but there's a different tone.
And I'm a hillbilly, so that is just not working for me.
Yeah, but Whitney and Heath may be interested in knowing that they say that musicians can get that language easier.
I would hope so.
Because
I feel like if you were tone deaf or something, it would be a lot harder to get all the pitches.
Could you imagine being born Asian and being tone deaf?
Oh,
life would be rough.
Wow.
Yeah, see, so maybe that's not a natural thing.
Yeah, I'm no good at it. So
now we're pondering deep stuff here. Tammy writes in again. She says you're changing your life. Just imagine how many lives she is changing for others through her belief and faith in the Lord guiding her along the way. Amazing.
Yeah. It definitely takes a lot of faith, especially opening up these businesses this year. I mean,
God bless you.
There's no guidebook for it to begin with, right? And then to do it in a different country, it's just like, I mean, we're going to open up a burger restaurant, and in 5 weeks, it's done because you just had to tuck your head down and do it. But I don't know. It takes a lot of faith. I don't know how the money's going to come in to start the bike shop.
Oh, you never do, and it doesn't matter what country you're in.
I don't know what the books are going to look like. I don't know how to do the books. You know, I made the ledger, and I made it look really nice. I had to put a sticker on it and stuff. But as far as what goes on the inside, we're going to figure that out this next month. So it's going to take a lot of faith, but man, God has showed up with the burger restaurant. It's already sustaining itself and the children's home after 8 months. So it's fully sustainable.
That's fantastic. Yeah, don't worry about figuring all this stuff out because nobody really knows. At least that's how it is here.
We'll see.
Just don't, if some official comes, just don't tell them you have two books. That causes all kinds of problems.
Okay. No, I have one book.
That's right. Just one book. Really, just one. Yeah. Okay, now that my feeble attempt at humor is over, we're going to try to find that message again. There was another one. And, of course, Facebook is doing its usual, what message? So, I guess we'll find it tonight after we're off the air. That's usually how it works. So, yeah. Anyway, so as far as the culture thing and the language, you've talked about that. What's the biggest culture shock item over there? We'll just ask that.
The biggest culture shock item, I think for me, living on the border is a really unique experience because Burma has been going through, it's also known as Myanmar. Mm. That's probably the more official term, but a lot of people just refer to it as Burma still, but it's going through this long civil war, the longest one that's ever existed. And, yeah. Well, that has been going on, I right. guess. That might be a stretch, longest ever. But thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people have fled into Thailand looking for better opportunities. And so there's still 100,000 refugees living inside refugee camps, not counting the people who cross the border and don't go into a refugee camp situation, mm-hmm. who are looking for better opportunities. So to see how they're treated, the racial dynamics that go into that, and see how they're taken advantage of. There are not a lot of poor Thai people where I live because the Burmese people can do the same job for a lot less. So they have to go somewhere else. I don't know where they're at, but they're not in Maysat. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that they're outsourcing the cheap labor to Burmese people and completely taking advantage of them, taking their paperwork and their passports and stuff. Mm. Not everybody is doing these kinds of things, but it's really eye-opening to know that there's a huge network of mob activity, human trafficking, that's happening right underneath my nose where I live every day. The street kids that are forced to beg.
Oh, goodness.
By their parents and by their families, as it's seen that they're supposed to provide. And they can make more money because they look cute as a 9-year-old kid on the street trying to beg for money. So
yeah.
It's just these kinds of things that I see and I know about. And I know about the persecution of not only Christians, but Muslims inside Burma right now. Landmines that still exist all over the place and explode. And it's outrageous.
What is a primary religion over there?
Mostly Buddhist.
Okay.
But there's a strong Muslim population that has kind of come over from the eastern side or the western side of Burma and is trying to leave because of the persecution they're facing by the Buddhists, which you wouldn't think that Nirvana and Buddhism and everything,
yeah,
but they've gotten some horrible things that they've done recently. So it's interesting.
Yeah. We need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm stumping them again.
I'm just trying to wrap it around my head. I'll let you just...
Don't wrap it around your head. Wrap your head around it.
Wrap my head around it.
There you go. Okay.
Trying to wrap my head around it. That's what I'm doing.
I think Danny has a question. He's going to ask a proxy. I'll just keep talking so we don't have dead air.
What necessities are there? Do they have water and electricity and?
Yeah, where I live, yes, in Maysat, but there are a lot of villages. The more rural it is, the less. It's not as easy to get those things. You can't drink the water that comes out of the faucet or anything like that. So we get bottled water, big giant bottles of water, but it's cheap enough to do that. I live in a pretty nice place. It's got electricity and stuff. But once we go across the border into Burma and the villages there, they live in bamboo huts. And there's no electricity in a lot of those situations and circumstances. I don't know what kind of water they're drinking. They've given me some water before and I've passed. But they've also given me, the best of their food that they have. And I'm not sure what it was, but I ate it.
Yeah, okay.
But, it's interesting. It's a wide spectrum. There's really rich people there, and there's really poor people.
Mm. So, yeah, just kind of like that everywhere. We did a show, it's probably been a year now, where we talked about world poverty and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was an eye-opening show. That one, I think we all left kind of going,
Yeah.
Depressed everybody.
Yeah.
But it goes back to what you were talking about earlier with you know, exposing people to how things can be mm-hmm. or whatever, and their realities. And I think that's, you know, we have a great commission. We're to bring the world to Jesus, but I think we have a responsibility to, you know, for charitable acts as well. Mm-hmm. There's just certain conditions that aren't acceptable.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
So. And it's going to be hard for some people to listen to what you have to say mm-hmm. about any kind of religious perspective until some of their basic needs are met, until they're out of some of those unacceptable realities. They need a hope. They just can't see it yet.
Absolutely. And yeah, and it's, you know, you always hear the term get your foot in the door, and I think that's what it boils down to. You're not going to get anywhere if you're not helping. So that's a fact. So we've been talking to Ashley Music tonight, in from Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
And, thanks for having me.
Can you believe it's been 30 minutes? Doesn't it fly? See, everybody's all, wow.
So
we'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or just want to say hi, please do so. You can write us at facebook.com/extremevoiceradio, or you can email us, radio@extremevoice.org. Now I got a little button here I need to push. Getting Vocal is our weekly podcast. It and Extreme Voice Radio, our ministry, is a Voice of Praise Worship Center, and it's located in beautiful Blue Well, West Virginia. You can check out our podcast at vopwc.org. Now, what else do I have? Any events coming up we need to share? Everybody looks off into space.
Church on Sunday.
That's right. Sunday, 10 a.m. That's 10 p.m. for you, Ashley.
Yep.
Church! Eastern Standard Time. Pastor Jason will bring the word. Pam will lead you in worship. And it happens in the opposite order. And that's right here live on Extreme Voice Radio. So on behalf of Heath.
Bye, guys.
Whitney.
Bye, guys.
Engineer Danny. He waves. And special guest Ashley.
Sawadika.
All right. I need to learn that. I'm Dr. Dave. Until next time, God bless. We'll catch you then.
Bye.